exactly what I was afraid of.
You couldn't have known.
The second that window came up asking for our password, I knew we were in trouble.
Okay, tell me what else it said on the screen. Anything besides the State Department?
Yeah, Office of Public Diplomacy.
I'll check it out.
Who sent me the fax with that number?
Who says it was to you? It came to the hotel. There was no cover sheet.
So who was it to then?
Maybe Frank. Maybe me. Who knows?
You said it was sent from the station.
That's right.
It must be a malfunction.
Pardon me?
A short in the electrical circuitry triggered the fax and it sent off a partial message from the last fax in its memory.
You're good. But I don't believe you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Thompson.
We know Helen had a grant from the State Department. That internet address accessed an office of the State Department and asked for a field operative name. Now, who in Claiborne could be that field operative?
But it can't be Helen. She's dead.
So who does that leave? Mike? Mata? Karen? Frank? Edith? Sadie? Stop me when I'm getting warm.
Thompson?
No. Let me finish. Tell me, Clive. Or should that be Agent Moody? What's your password? Latte?
Get out. Now.
Where do you want the freezer, Edith?
Back in the corner where it belongs. Janine will help you.
Anything else?
Just one more thing. Those red curtains will have to go.
Oh, no, Edith. They're good feng shui.
I don't care.
I'll have to take my bracelets off or they'll catch on the fabric.
Here, give them to me.
Thompson's in a bad way.
He's got a lot of parkour magic to work out.
Oh, you better treat Karen Goodall's off.
Nice one, Thompson. On top of everything else, you've made me late for my shift. Are you guys all right?
Yeah, just helped ourselves.
What have you fellas been up to?
Thompson just got us thrown out of Clive's place.
Oh, you better not have wrecked it for us.
I might have gone a bit overboard.
A bit. He accused Clive of being an agent for the CIA.
No, I suggested he was a field operative for the State Department. There's a difference.
Either way, we were invited to leave.
Shh. Listen, do you hear that?
What?
Something's coming.
I'm not waiting any longer, Dad. Let me lay it out for you.
Philip, I know you're anxious, but...
No, Dad, I'm not anxious. I'm bloody pissed off. Now, I have put a check that covers your fraudulent dealings into a trust account with instructions to pay off your bad debts once you sign that contract.
Now, listen, son, all I'm trying to do is follow accepted business procedures.
Yeah, well, that'd be a first. Give me that phone. I'm going to call Fred and tell him to refund my check.
Frank?
Listen, I'm in a meeting, Karen.
Then you won't want to know there's a helicopter landing at Mardi World?
What?
Thompson and Mata have already gone down there.
Hey, let's go. Karen, stay here and man the pub.
In your dreams, mate. I'm not missing this.
Well, somebody has to stay.
Fine. Be that way.
Look at the size of that thing.
You must have done something wrong, Thompson.
Yeah, I forgot to call my mom.
Oh, that'll get me a hiding.
Man, look at the shoulders on that guy. He looks like a linebacker.
That's one hell of a suntan.
I've got a bad feeling about this one.
Morning. You must be Thompson.
Do I look like an American to you?
Hey, I wasn't talking to you.
Yeah, I'm Thompson.
Come with me. We need to talk.
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.